DW.
Human rights in Iran!
Human rights in Iran!
Human rights in Iran!
Human rights in Iran!
Iranian immigrants and their descendants are such a major presence in a neighborhood located on the west side of Los Angeles that it's known as Little Persia or Tarangelis. And it was on these streets where protesters gathered this week for what's believed to be the largest anti-government demonstration outside of Iran since protests ignited there in late December. Leading the way of the march, literally and figuratively, is Ruzba Ferakhanipur. Played a role in organizing the protests that brought out thousands of people. The chants are familiar to him, and so is protesting against the theocratic government of Iran. It's a path he's traveled for much of his life. Ferahanipur's activism led to his arrest and torture in Iran in the wake of the student protests there in 1999. Almost 20 years later and half a world away in the U.S., he remains a steadfast believer that he and his fellow protesters worldwide are marching even closer to overthrowing the current government of Iran.
Down with Islamic Republic and long live Iran.
He says the support of U.S. politicians will go a long way in making that happen, including backing in the form of Trump tweets.
That's a moral support. Any moral support from President Trump to Hillary Clinton to Senator Sanders, all of the politicians who support our movement, we are appreciate.
Protester after protester in Los Angeles showed their appreciation to Donald Trump with their words and signs bearing his photo.
Obama, during the previous protests in Iran, people were calling him on the streets. They were calling Obama either with us or with them, which means the government. Obama did not respond to anything. But now, at least Trump is dividing people of Iran with the government, at least in his tweets. You know, I hope he does more than tweets.
Arash is doing more than just tweeting and protesting on the street. As a teenager in Iran, he and his bandmates risked imprisonment and execution for simply playing heavy metal music in his basement, a genre outlawed by the mullahs or religious leaders. The expatriate, now based in Los Angeles, has joined with musicians from around the world to record a song and video in support of the uprising in Iran, which has been liked via social media in and out of the country.
The song is called Shayad, which translates roughly to villain, to fraud or charlatan. It is directly addressing the people who run the Islamic Republic.
Tehran-born Sharsa Sefanlu recorded her part of the song on her iPhone in her home in Orange County, California. She says the collective of musicians who recorded the song all have disparate beliefs, but a common bond.
We may be Democrats, Republicans. We may believe in monarchy or democracy. What I do believe we all agree on is that Iran needs a regime change. Reform is not the answer, you know, in Iran.
Exactly how the regime should change is still an unanswered question, although many of the protesters gathered in Los Angeles seem to have a good idea of whom they would like to lead a new, secular, and democratic Iran. Dozens of the placards at the march in L.A. featured the face of Reza Pahlavi, the son of the Shah of Iran. A protester who identified herself as Fariba walked the march holding a photo with an image of the Crown Prince of Iran.
Nobody else?
Nobody else.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that with such conviction?
Just Reza Pahlavi for Iran. That's it.
His current Twitter biography includes the hashtags Iran Protests and Free Iran. For many of the demonstrators in L.A., he represents life under the rule of his father, before theocracy, when morality police were not on duty, when heavy metal music was not a crime punishable by death, and when women were not required to cover their heads in public. Protest organizer, former political prisoner, and expatriate Ruzba Ferahanipur is also a leader in Iran's resistance movement, and he emphasizes how broad the protest movement is.
Many different groups organize this rally, from the ultra-right to ultra-left. Everybody gathered together.
In spite of the various political leanings, there was one type of Iranian flag mostly on display at the demonstration. And it is not the one currently flying in Iran, which features the words Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great. Instead, protesters carried a flag last raised publicly in Iran during the reign of the Shah. It features a lion, a sun, and a sword. Scholars say the lion stands for bravery, the sun stands for energy and life, and the sword, that stands for resilience, strength, and resistance. Lena Nozizwe, DW, Los Angeles.
DW,